Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, incredible, great edition of North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at Digital Ignition. Mike Salmon alongside the one and only John Ray. How you doing, John?
You double clutched on that.
I was just doing one of those again. Pauses for effect.
Ah, well, you know, aren't all our shows wonderful, though?
I mean, they are. I probably don't even need to say it. It kind of is—it's a given, right?
Because we always have wonderful guests.
Well, no, that's not. Well, except for today. Today, kind of average.
No, I think they're all good.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
I know you are.
In fact, who are the guests? You may be asking, right?
I think everybody wants to hear that right now.
Yeah, you want to know because you have no idea, do you?
I had a sleepless night last night, so I need help. I'm about to get help, too.
We've got three great folks in the studio. We've got Terrence Dowling with Country Financial. We also are joined by Rob Brandt with CPAP, or local CPAP.
Local CPAP.
As opposed to regional and national CPAP, local CPAP.
Yeah, but he's regional. We're going to find out.
Now you've completely
confused
me.
See, I already know the answers. See?
And then David Smith is here with Summit Counseling Center, and I'm assuming David's important because he's got a lot of initials after his name. So he must have a lot of degrees or something.
A lot more than you or I do.
He's obviously a lot smarter than both of us.
Absolutely.
So, but we're going to start with Terrence Dowling with Country Financial. Terrence, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're wondering what you got yourself into right now.
I am indeed, right?
Country Financial. I think a lot of folks have heard about Country Financial, but tell us, what does your company do?
All right. So Country Financial, we provide insurance and investments. We provided insurance for almost 100 years. We've been around since about the 1920s, and we've been doing asset management since the 1970s. So in my role at Country Financial, I'm a local financial representative, and I help my clients achieve financial security no matter where they're starting from.
Lots of insurance products out there. So what types of insurance are we talking about?
All right, so we have your typical run-of-the-mill. We call it the personal line. So we have home, auto, and life insurance. We also do business insurance. We have a brokerage division, which helps with group planning. So we do group benefits. I do group health insurance, as well as financial planning. And we do 401ks for small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay, Terrence. Now, there's some insurance you have to have by law, obviously. If you're driving an automobile, you have to have insurance. Uh-huh. But there's obviously some insurance that's important to your planning for your family and your future. So talk about some of those plans.
Okay. So one of the most important products that we typically talk to our customers about is life insurance. And we have several different examples of why life insurance is important. It touches me personally. My brother-in-law was a Army Ranger. He exited the Army when he was 29 years old. And he started to have headaches. He went to the VA. I'm not going to make a mention as to whether or not the VA is a good hospital system, but he went to the VA. And after some back and forth, found out he had a brain tumor, and he died maybe 2 weeks after his diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
And he had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Those are my nieces, Maya and Jay, and no life insurance. And my father-in-law, God rest his soul, he passed last year. He had to pay for his funeral. So life insurance is very important to me. I believe it's a essential piece, especially with small children. So we design plans for families with, you know, with young children, and then we design plans for empty nesters. It's important. At some point, you may not need life insurance, but I would say from ages 0 to 70, it's probably a good idea to look into life.
So you offer whole life and term life.
I have a whole life, term life, and universal life insurance.
Okay. Yes.
Now, I think people, you know, they hear life insurance and they think expensive, right? But, you know, and of course, it depends on your medical condition.
Yes.
But for young people, it's not that expensive.
Relatively inexpensive.
Right?
Or yeah. Let's say a 24-year-old father of two, you know, got married right after they got out of college, 21 years old. They just bought a house. $1 million policy, $1 million 20-year term policy is right around like $350 a year, $400 a year. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer relative to like the story you describe where somebody's really inadvertently put their family in a tough position, right?
Absolutely. He was 2 months removed from the Army.
So how old was he? In his 30s?
29.
29.
They reinstituted his pension to his wife, but he also had a $400,000 life insurance policy that did not get reinstituted. So,
Wow. So, let's talk about retirement.
Okay.
You obviously have some plans and products around retirement. What are some of the roadblocks to retirement?
All right. Some of the roadblocks to retirement. Great question.
You like that?
That's if there
there's
one
plenty
question
of those,
I wanted
right?
you to ask me is that question.
Okay, got it.
So number one is this simple saving, yep. right? And there's two ways you can save. So there's the traditional way, you know, you're the squirrel, you get your nut and you take it and you put it in your hole, right? And there's the other way of, we call it paying yourself first. So most people spend what they make, right? I mean, no one in this studio, but most people spend what they make. So your company typically gives you options. So they give you a 401k plan. They might give you a company match. And they'll say, hey, if you put in 6%, we'll give you 3%. So you're saving 9% of what you make. The thing is, most people don't enroll in those plans. Or if they do, they'll put 2% away. But really, all we tell our clients, hey, at least get the company match. That's free money. And you're close to saving 10% of your salary. Studies show that really for you to have the retirement, you know, that's commensurate with the lifestyle you're living right now, you just need to save 10 to 15% of what you make over your working career. So, I mean, at the worst, you're going to have a decent retirement. If you're a better steward with your retirement savings, you have a great retirement. But that's the thing. People don't pay themselves first. So what happens is, the thing we always hear, whether somebody makes 30 grand a year or they make 300 grand a year, I have no money. So what we try to do first is we try to develop a plan where they pay themselves first. So before you even get the paycheck, let's go ahead and fund your retirement account, be it if you're a self-employed professional like a SEP. And then when you get paid, then when you spend all your money, you've already paid yourself first in retirement.
All about having a plan. Got to have a plan. So you have a plan to accumulate the wealth for retirement, uh-huh. but then you got to have a distribution plan once you do retire, because once you retire, that income's not coming in anymore.
Absolutely. And that's one thing the people in my industry were kind of guilty of. So we'll say, all right, invest, 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 invest. And then people end up with this big pile of money in retirement and they're afraid to spend it because they're like, I'm not working anymore. The income's not coming in anymore.
And they're so trained to invest and
invest,
not spend
invest,
it.
Invest and save, yeah. save and save. And then there's no plan. There's no distribution.
The whole
plan.
Reason you were saving in the first place was so you can spend it
so
when you need
spend it. And then you know what they end up doing? They end up leaving this big pile of cash to their kids. And what do their kids do with it when they get it? They spend it.
yeah. They've got a distribution plan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. yeah. So we at Country Financial, we actually specialize in distribution plans because it's very easy. You go to anybody on the street and they'll come up with a plan for you to invest. And everybody has really good products. So no matter who you go to, you're going to... But when it comes to the end, when it's time to spend and time to, you know, financially, you know, plan the spending of your money, that's the most important part. We develop really good plans in regards to that. And just real quickly, I'll ask you guys, so which is more, $1 million in a Roth IRA or $1 million in a 401k?
The Roth IRA, you don't pay the taxes on, right? When you take
You've
it out.
You've already paid the taxes on them, right? Yeah. So yeah, people say, I have $1 million in my 401k, and I'll say, no, you don't. You have like
everybody knew that. Their microphones were just off, so I'm not trying to gloat, but everybody knew that, right? Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
No. So. For those that don't, we talked about term and whole mm-hmm. life policy. So for those that maybe don't know that terminology or what have you, I mean, what are the differences and why would I choose one or the other? I mean, what stage of life would I be in to choose one or the other?
Okay. So term life insurance is exactly how it sounds. It's for a term, be it 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. And then whole life insurance is going to last you your whole life. Now, another way to look at it too is term is like renting. And whole life is like purchasing. So when you purchase a house, it's a lot more expensive. You got to pay for the trash. You got to pay for the upkeep. You got to pay higher bills. There's usually more square footage. Whereas with an apartment, you just, you know, when the term's up, you're gone. You know, when the lease is up, we're moving. So that's the difference. And so permanent or whole life insurance is a lot more expensive than term insurance. And it all depends on where you're at in life. So once again, that example I gave you, the 24-year-old person like myself, I have two young children, I have a mortgage, I have an office. So I have a number of obligations. And so I need a bigger life insurance policy. If something were to happen to me, I don't want my wife to, you know, struggle. So what I have to do is I have to cover, you know, all of my obligations. As you get older, the house gets paid off, the cars get paid off. You might have a little bit of credit card debt. You might just need a plan just to get you, you know, get you in the ground really nicely. Depends on how nice you went to the funeral. And with that, you purchase a whole life policy. It's going to last you for the rest of your life. And if you try to, the older you get when you try to purchase life insurance, the more expensive it is. It's almost cost prohibitive after age 75.
We're talking with Terrence Dowling with Country Financial here on North Fulton Business Radio. Before we let you go, though, Terrence, we've talked about the personal side, but there's a lot of business insurance you provide as well. You don't know this, but I'll let you know right now, Business Radio X, we have our workers' comp and all our policies through Country Financial.
Wow.
So there you go.
Who's your financial representative?
Richard over in Gwinnett.
Ah, all right. Richard Young.
We know we worked with Norma West.
Yeah.
Good people, too. So maybe that's one of the differentiators between Country Financial and some of the others is just, you know, the good people that they have stayed on top of me as far as, hey, making sure you're covered. You know, do you need anything else and so forth? It's not like you sell me a policy and then I never see Terrence ever again.
Yeah. At Country, we make it a habit of sitting down with our customers at least once a year. With investments products, it's usually quarterly. So,
okay. Well, for those that would like to have a conversation with you, find out more about your products and services, where can they find more information?
All right. You can call me at 770-279-2104. That number again is 770-279-2104. I give that phone number because I'm a little old school. I look young and I am young, but I don't like text messages. So
you actually want to talk to people and be personable.
I like for people to pick up the phone and call me. That's the way my mode of communication. I like that. And I just opened a brand new office in Johns Creek. We're at the corner of Jones Bridge and State Bridge Road.
Cool.
Great. Well, keep up the great work. And thank you so much for sharing all the good stuff you do at Country Financial.
And I thank you guys. Thanks for having me.
Terrence Dowling with Country Financial here on North Fulton Business Radio. And of course, our studio here is inside Digital Ignition. Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within 45,000 square feet is a building with an open floor plan with co-working space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, and a great break room with an outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space in which to impress your investors, customers, and future employees, go to digitalignition.com. All right, our next guest here on the program comes to us from local CPAP. His name is Rob Brandt. Rob is the GM. And Rob, welcome to the program. Tell us all about local CPAP and what does your company do?
Thanks. So we do testing for sleep apnea and provide the therapy, which is called CPAP.
CPAP is?
It's an acronym for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure Device. So it keeps the airway open when you're sleeping.
Okay, sleep apnea. Explain exactly. Most people probably know what that is, Rob, but just go ahead and explain what that is and what your company specifically kind of does to help that.
Sure. So what happens is typically for men and women who are over 30 years of age that are overweight, that could be 10 pounds overweight. Some people are perfect weight, but the majority are overweight. So what happens is when they're sleeping, the airway becomes relaxed and blocks, the back of the tongue gets relaxed and blocks the airway. So the side effect of that is oxygen drops, heart rate rises, they feel very tired during the day. It causes a lot of issues with the heart. So we diagnose that by doing a home sleep test where we either mail a kit or come out to the person's home and do a screening or a full sleep test. And we can measure if their oxygen drops, their heart rate rises during night, or even if their airflow stops.
Okay, and this is going to be a dumb question. And it's going to be, okay, if I'm sleeping, how do I know I have it? So if some of the characteristics, you said I still feel tired during the day, mm-hmm. because it may or may not wake you up in the middle of the night.
Correct. So a lot of times, probably the number one indicator is a spouse or bed partner that notices you snoring or waking up or making some strange sounds. People have probably seen some things on TV that are very exaggerated, but usually people just wake up at night to go to the bathroom. They don't think much of it. They may wake up with a dry mouth, dry throat, elevated heart rate, but it's usually signs of snoring is one thing, frequently waking up or just, you know, dying for a nap in the afternoon, being tired. And that's one of the reasons why the Department of Transportation has mandated that commercial drivers at a certain level of obesity are tested for sleep apnea.
How do you determine if someone has it? How is it diagnosed?
They would use, just while sleeping, a device that measures airflow, chest effort, and oxygen and heart rate. And it's very simple. It's pretty comfortable. Years ago, you'd have to stay overnight in a hospital, and they would do a full EEG, putting wires and sensors on your face and scalp. And now it's, over the last 10 years, it's gotten real easy just doing it at home. Leave a kit with the patient, and they mail it back to us, and we're able to download and get a full report to see how many times their oxygen level drops or heart rate rises or airflow stops. Every time that happens, that's called an apnea, and it's calculated as an apnea hypopnea index. If it's more than 5 in an hour, you have sleep apnea. And you could determine the severity by a higher number. So some people stop breathing 40, 50 times an hour. Their oxygen drops from 100% or the high 90s into 60, 70%. Heart rate's rising into 90, 100 beats per minute. So it's as if they're on a treadmill while they're sleeping.
Rob, this sounds pretty dangerous. I mean, you're talking about, at first you were talking about maybe somebody that wakes up and doesn't know they have it, but then you're talking about dropping heart or accelerated heart rates, I should say. I mean, this sounds like it could be lead to a dangerous issue for some people.
Yes, and sadly, a lot of people pass away each year. It's kind of categorized with heart attack, where they're going to have a heart attack at night or during the day. Sadly, I had a friend about 3 years ago who, about 45 years old, about 30 pounds overweight, he took a nap at a hotel for an accounting course and passed away in his sleep and likely had sleep apnea. So a lot of times people just don't realize it. But again, one of the key indicators is daytime sleepiness.
So we talked about how you diagnose sleep apnea. How do you treat it then?
So the old traditional way is you would go back to a hospital and they would put you on that CPAP, the continuous positive airway pressure. And just by trial and error, they'd start at a low setting. It's measured in centimeters of pressure, not PSI. But the machine ranges from 5 up to 20, 20 being the higher pressure you need for the more severe patient. And just by trial and error, they would start at 5. If you're still having apnea at 5, they try 6. If they still have apnea at 6, they try 7 and so on until they find what pressure you need that you're no longer having apnea. Well, about 10 years ago, they came out with what's called auto CPAP. And auto CPAP, breath by breath, it detects airflow limitation and it gently increases the pressure as you need it. So it's really a lot more effective than having an overnight study in a lab, which is great, but you know, it's not under normal life conditions like going out on a Friday or Saturday night, having a heavy meal, maybe a couple drinks. Alcohol tends to make the muscles and tissues in the back of the airway more relaxed, so you'll likely need more pressure on those nights. So auto CPAP has been around, and probably over the last 10 years, the prices of the therapy have dropped from about $1,600 down to $600.
Rob, you mentioned that if someone thinks they may have sleep apnea, that you can send them a test, they can diagnose themselves, and then you can refer them to local doctors. Is there a brick and mortar building people can go to, or is that the one and only way that you guys interact with your customers?
Yeah, so still, you know, the large hospitals in the area, the north sides of Piedmont, they do have sleep labs and some doctors that are board certified in sleep. They do have their own sleep labs, but since the invention of the auto CPAP, it used to be patients would go every 6 months to get retitrated or retested for their pressure. But yes, most of the time it's done in the home. We have a store here up in Alpharetta where they can come and they could pick up their diagnosis, their sleep testing device, but also the therapy.
Is insurance play a part in this? Is insurance, can this be caught, written off by insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it's typically, it is a covered item. Sleep apnea is the HCPCS code, or it's something that's, it's medically necessary. And the therapy is medically necessary, so it is covered. Although most of the patients we see are under 65, and a lot of times they have a high deductible. So where we come in is our models, we actually don't do anything with insurance because we find most of our customers are under 65, so they have a high deductible for home medical equipment, which they haven't met. And the insurance companies typically pay for CPAP over 12 months. It's not just a one-time purchase. They want to make sure you're using it. So they pay for it over 12 months. So here, if you're getting it in November, you may have met your deductible for 2017, but coming to 2018, you're going to have to be paying $1,800 in deductible for something you can buy for about $600.
Rob, you've just to shift gears for a second, you've got some real expertise in this field. And so I'm going to give you a chance to brag on yourself and some of your qualifications.
Well, thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I'm the former president of the Accredited Medical Equipment Providers of America. And had a pretty good business in Miami doing all types of home medical equipment, oxygen, beds, wheelchairs, and CPAP. But there was something about CPAP we really just enjoyed helping patients because you're really curing them as opposed to bring people hospital beds and walkers and commodes. We're just assisting, but you're not really solving their problems. But you know, we get holiday cards, our staff, and people really enjoy what we do. And it's been great to see how it's changed over the years and had so many better products to make patients more comfortable. A lot of them have said, oh, you know, my dad had CPAP or my grandfather was using CPAP. I don't think I can use what he was using 20 years ago. But like everything, it's just been modernized. The masks are more comfortable. They're lighter. Some just have a, this looks like a simple band that just goes under the nose. And the travel size units are about the footprint of a cell phone. So it's gotten a lot better over the last really few years.
That's what I was going to ask next is what can people expect if they're on the CPAP program? You're going to have these big oxygen tanks in their bedroom. What does it look like these days?
Yeah, so it's really the CPAP device just takes room air and concentrates it as a continuous flow. They're probably the size of people can remember a home phone. Everyone's using cell phones these days, but about that size. A lot of them are made now to look like almost like radios. So they're pretty small. They go next to your bed, and we have a lot of customers that are travelers. So easy enough to travel. You can take one on a plane. The TSA and FAA are aware of them, and you could actually bring it on a plane. It doesn't count as extra luggage. So it's very common now. Actually, I think I saw something that said in the early 80s, there were about a dozen patients on CPAP, and in 2014, they had over 1 million.
Wow. What advice would you give someone who's maybe they have a friend or a family member who they believe has sleep apnea? What advice would you give them to tell their friend or family member to seek treatment? Because some people might say, oh, I'm fine. I don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, a lot of couples, when they start getting into their 40s and 50s, you find that husband and wives are sleeping separately because their spouse snores. And that's not a good thing, not just for the intimacy or you know, being with a bed partner, but also not noticing your sleeping habits of your bed partner.
Yeah, but then you get to, once they go to the couch, you get to spread out and get the whole bed to yourself. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and no, the temperature changes. But really it's just for $99, you could do a screening and it's not a complete test. So to what Terrence was talking about with life insurance and whole life, it's actually an issue for people who are obese. And people think obese is a four-letter word. And they think, oh, you know, I'm not 400 pounds. I don't have that issue. But technically, if you're 50 pounds overweight, you're technically obese. So for someone like myself who's 6 foot, you know, if you're 230 pounds, you're technically obese. And you're very likely to have sleep apnea. And your insurance agent may see it as a red flag to minimally get screened. So for $99, we could do a screening that'll measure oxygen and heart rate. It's not a true sleep study, and that's one way that you could just find out and something that really won't be on your medical record, which is helpful.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably have a lot more questions and want more information. So where can they get that information to find out more about local CPAP?
Sure. So they can reach us at 404-220-7635. Again, that's 404-220-7635. They could check us out at localcpap.com. And we're located right here in North Atlanta, off of McFarland and Highway 400.
All right, localcpap.com. And of course, CPAP, C-P-A-P. Pretty simple, just like it sounds, localcpap.com. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks. A wonderful experience.
Mike Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
Rob said, great experience. The show's not over yet. Just hang tight and we'll see if we can change that before the show's over, right?
You got it.
Our last guest is David Smith with Summit Counseling Center. David, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, David, you got a lot of initials and stuff past your name here. Before you go into Summit Counseling Center, talk about all these degrees. You obviously spent a lot of money for them, so go ahead and brag on yourself a little bit.
You know, if you stay in grad school long enough, they let you get out, and they give you a bunch of initials, and then you can just move right on. So I've got a Master of Divinity in counseling, and I've also got a Master of Arts in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, a licensed marriage and family therapist, and a clinical supervisor.
All right, Summit Counseling Center, where are you located? Do you have more than one location? And what is the expertise that your company provides?
Our main location is in Johns Creek at the corner of Old Alabama and Nesbitt Ferry Road. And then we also have 11 more locations. We have two satellite locations. One is at Johns Creek United Methodist Church, and one is in Dunwoody at Dunwoody United Methodist Church. And then we're in 9 schools in northern Fulton County. So we're in 6 high schools and 3 middle schools.
Oh, well done. Well, here's the important question, and I think a lot of people should pay attention because I think this affects a lot of people. What is it that you help people with as far as the counseling?
You know, for us, it's a wide range of services. We really long to be people's one-stop shop for mental health care. We really look to help both kids and their parents and families heal from the inside out. We provide everything from counseling for anxiety and depression to substance abuse and couples counseling for both couples that are married and as well as couples that are not married. We work with a lot of kids providing play therapy. In fact, we just got 2 brand new play therapy rooms that were tricked out by a local foundation called Sunshine on a Rainy Day. They came in and made these incredible play therapy rooms that kids can come in and work on their issues. We find that with kids, it's like their language is play, and so toys are their words. So kids come in and you have no idea what they're thinking, but they start playing with things and telling stories, and the next thing you know, they're healing from the inside out.
Now, David, just to be clear, you're a nonprofit. You're working with folks in need that might not have access to mental health care services in any other place. Is
that's
that
right.
Correct?
That's right. We are a private nonprofit, and about 70% of our clients actually pay out of pocket, and we provide them with a super bill so that they can file for their insurance and get out-of-network benefits. But 30% of our clients can't afford the full cost of our services. So we have a client assistance fund that helps them to get a reduced co-payment and be able to afford the services.
Great. Now, talk about what's going on in North Fulton, some of the big mental health issues that you see in North Fulton today.
So when we talk with our therapists that work with kids, you know, 18 and under, I ask them, tell me what's the number one issue? And they'll say anxiety, anxiety, anxiety. You know, that it's really all together. And it's for a variety of reasons, everything from performance anxiety. They're struggling with school issues and performance issues, comparing themselves to their peers. We have kids that are in kindergarten that are already worried about which college they're going to get into. But we also are dealing with kids who are dealing with all kinds of difficult situations with their families and trying to make sense of those from a kid's point of view. We are also dealing with a lot of teenagers who are dealing, as you can imagine, with social media issues, as well as dealing with high school pressures. There was a recent study that showed that the average high schooler today is dealing with the level of anxiety that adults dealt with in the 1950s. So it's a much higher level of anxiety for their comparatively younger set of tools to deal with it.
How much of that is social media? You mentioned social media, and it seems to me we didn't have that in our day when we were kids. It seems so much simpler times back then.
Yes, social media is mainly just an amplifier. You know, it just whatever's going on, it suddenly gets right out there on the social media, and they believe that all their friends see it, even if their friends don't. You know, what's amazing is their perception of the power of social media amplifies it even further, because they believe that they have to sometimes stay right on top of what's happening. You'll have kids that sleep with their phones, kids that are checking Facebook in the middle of the night. We hear
and those they're valuing their worth by how many likes they get. They put a picture of themselves up and want to see how many likes. They want to get that, I don't know, that reinforcement or something back.
Right.
That I'm accepted or something.
I'm accepted, I'm popular, or you know, what I think is okay with other people. They like what they see in me, and I want to put myself out there for them. So it's an amplifier, amplifies the anxiety, and it can oftentimes amplify the consequences of what happens when things happen that are bad.
On top of the anxiety, are you seeing that sometimes combined with depression for a lot of youngsters? And and not just youngsters too, but I'm seeing that in a lot of folks in their 20s.
That's right. We see a lot more depression now than we have seen in previous years. We also believe that people are more aware of it now. So as people are learning more about depression and self-diagnosing, they're reaching out for help more often. One of the things that we're very interested in is reducing the stigma related to mental illness and the ability for people to understand what it is, to self-diagnose, and to get treated earlier. We know that about 50% of mental illness hits people before they're the age of 14, and 80% of mental illness hits people before they're 24 years old for the first time. So if we can reach kids and we can reach teenagers and help them understand what they're experiencing, self-diagnose it, get some new tools for managing it, we know we're going to increase the quality of their life for years.
How much of this is talking it out and having counseling as opposed to just let's put on some medication? Mm-hmm. I assume there are times where you just have to do the medication.
Absolutely. And oftentimes, particularly if something has been undiagnosed and untreated for a really long period of time and gotten to a point where it's really escalated, they may need medication as a very quick intervention to get things back to a stable place. We refer oftentimes to physicians in our community. We don't currently have a provider on our staff, but we work closely with the community providers to make sure that kids get access to that if they need it. But then we provide the counseling and the other kinds of tools, the mental health management tools, to help them reduce their anxiety and depression.
So, David, if you had to pick one solution, and I know one solution doesn't fit all in all the things that you've talked about, but if you had to pick one, what would you focus on?
You know, the biggest thing we're focusing on right now is removing all barriers to people getting the help that they need. And we've already mentioned stigma. That's the biggest barrier, because if people continue to hide something or deny something or believe that it can't be talked about, then they can't get the help that they need. But particularly, we have a program with the Fulton County Schools called Summit On Site, where we try to put therapists in the schools. And by doing that, we reduce the barriers of like transportation. You know, some kids can't drive themselves or have parents who work and have difficulty getting to daytime appointments. So by being in the schools, we're able to be right where they need us when they need us. We're also, through our client assistance fund, reducing the barrier that's based on finances. Right now, if for one of the kids that's in our public school system, if they need counseling, between our client assistance funds that we raise and funds provided by community partners, we're able to see any kid, no matter what level of finance, and without them having to worry about the fee.
Talk about, I know this may be a sensitive one to address, but talk about the impact of parents that have pretty high expectations for their kids, you know, the hovercrafts or helicopter parents or whatever you call them.
Sure.
And that impact and how you deal with that issue, because you're really dealing with more than just young people at that point.
Absolutely. And oftentimes when we think of working with anybody under 25, we're actually thinking about family therapy and working with the parents as well, because we know that the more we protect our kids from the natural barriers, the natural difficulties that they're going to have, then the weaker they actually become. We now know that there are kids that hit college and for the first time are truly on their own, truly have to wash their own laundry, truly have to manage their lives and manage all those deadlines, and for the first time hit a kind of a brick wall. And so our goal is for parents to be able to give kids both the support that they need, because we have plenty of kids that don't get the support that they need, but also give them the distance, the length of chain that they need to grow and develop their own tools and be able to manage those things themselves.
Our guest is David Smith. He's the executive director with Summit Counseling Center here on North Fulton Business Radio. You mentioned at the top of the interview you're a nonprofit.
That's right.
Obviously, this is a business show. We talk to the business community. How can the business community get behind the service? You know, because obviously you're providing a service that is much needed. How can the business community support that?
We would love to see business leaders support our upcoming Summit Gala, which is coming up Saturday, February the 10th, 2018. It's going to be at the new hotel at Avalon Conference Center. Terry Bradshaw from Pittsburgh Steelers Days is going to be our speaker, and we're looking forward to that event and would love to have business partners both as presenting sponsors or other levels of sponsorship, as well as to just buy tables and bring your friends and have a great evening with us and learn more about mental health and about Terry Bradshaw's story.
Because I guess he suffered that as well. There are a lot of people that have done very well for themselves that have had anxiety disorders and depression and so forth. And you would not know it because maybe they had the right help.
That's right. And Terry talks a lot about his depression and difficulty with some bipolar disorder, as well as the anxiety he dealt with when he was trying to win 4 Super Bowls and deal with a coach that he wasn't really even talking to. We'd love to have people learn more about that and to hear about the strategies that he's used that did work, as well as I think he's going to talk a little bit about the strategies he used that didn't work.
Yeah, and that's part of the goal here is to reduce the stigma, right? So that's to hear right. Someone else's story may inspire others.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, for those that would like to find out more about the gala, more about what you guys do and the services you provide, where can they find that information?
Just visit us at summitcounseling.org, or you can reach us by phone at 678-893-5300.
Great. Well, David, thank you for joining us and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, David Smith with Summit Counseling Center. And before we go, I want to let you know about Proactive Payroll. Are you tired of being frustrated and stressed and have anxiety because of the administrative tasks in your business? Well, hopefully you don't need to check out Summit Counseling Center. You're not at that point, but if you do, David's right here. But that's if not, right. Proactive Payroll might be the answer for you. They rock payroll and provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and effectively, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and much, much more. They don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call 404-410-0031. All right. Well, I want to thank all our guests for joining us. David Smith with Summit Counseling Center, Rob Bryant with Local CPAP, and Terrence Dowling with Country Financial, and of course, Trey for producing the show. A reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our shows 24/7 by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and subscribe to our shows on iTunes. We are, you can't get away from us. We're like a bad rash. We're all over the place.
Yeah, and we need good reviews, even though we're a bad rash.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so get on there and give us some reviews, please.
All right, John. Well, good job, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, for everybody here, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.